This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We are a little bit lower today after the big bump we saw yesterday intraday. The turnaround yesterday triggered by a statement from Trump saying that he was going to be meeting with Xi Jinping at the APEC summit in South Korea the end of this month, into the first of next month, and that soybeans would be a direct topic of conversation. That's the first time we've heard ag trade specifically targeted in any of these statements. We knew the meeting was going to be taking place. We knew that there were some content kind of lingering from the summit that was held in Europe earlier in the month. But this is the first time we've heard specific ag, specific products, and particularly soybeans with regards to China. The market got a little euphoric about that. So big jump up, a little softer here this morning, although as we've come out of the morning break and we're talking here, beans have gone green again, currently trading about a nickel off of the low, up just under a penny right now. Corn just kind of in tow, a little quieter trade, but we're starting to hear a lot of reports of wind damage due to stalk brittleness as a result of southern rust pretty prevalently. We're also starting to hear about a lot of flattened pods and beans drying down quicker than folks can get out in the fields to retrieve those beans. So there's a lot of storylines going on.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 1¾ at 414¾. November soybeans down 0.5 cents at 1012½. December soybean meal up $1.30 at $2.74.90. December soybean oil down 17 cents at $50.25. Chicago wheat up 1¼ at $5.10½. Minneapolis wheat is up 3 cents at $5.60. Kansas City hard red wheat down 0.25 cents at $4.95¼. December oats down 4¾ at $2.99 even. On the Merck, October live cattle down $1.05 at $2.30.05. October feeder cattle down 4.18 at $3.54.80. October lean hogs down 28 cents at $98.15. October pork cutout unchanged at $105.45. Class 3 milk down 7 cents at $17.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.